Not usually the time I'd usually see you, man. You'd be usually doing the Quibble Cup, but you didn't third and fourth. It pegged down, or was it simply you just weren't in good nick?
Went with the younger guy this year. The top four wasn't much between us, so they just went with the young Louis from Far North Coast, who's on the trajectory up. 18-year-old, he's a very good referee, so yeah, he got it this time round, so yeah, always next year, I suppose.
Your year-round competitor, you always say it's not just the players who want a piece of the pie, it's the refs. Have you enjoyed your time? It's still getting that opportunity to get your grand finals on that and pay for the grand finals every year is a big highlight, not only in Newcastle rugby, but New South Wales rugby, actually. It's one of the bigger grand finals.
Yeah, that's true. And I suppose, giving other guys a go and giving opportunity, but, the young guys this year probably... You know, he's the future, really. They're not going to look at a 36-year-old, but, you know, that's the way it is, so...
What about this thing we keep banging on about it, but it's fair enough. Other sports are getting it in the neck now, and one particular sport has tried to clamp it down everywhere, from the grassroots to the seniors, and they won't listen, and that is referee abuse. You're still getting a bit of that down there, or the punishments are being dished out properly?
They are. Yeah, the respect rugby or refereeing is in, but... Yeah, like I think we had one guy possibly walk away the other week from Newcastle just because of the abuse, and you don't want to see it, but there are pathways in there, and people are getting, I believe, getting sanctioned if it is happening. Good, like it's good that something's happening, but we shouldn't really be getting to that. But, you know, it is sport, and people want to win, and, you know, they've got to take it out on someone sometime.
Well, if you're taking it out on somebody, it doesn't mean you're not doing the work, and you haven't got the talent to stand up and actually do something in the game for yourself. So it's pretty appalling. It's one of those things moving forward that the other sports have been suffering from referees walking out the door. And if you're saying one bloke's walking out, that's one too many. And that shouldn't be sanctioned or anything. That should be told the truth. And that'll be something that New South Wales Rugby will hopefully sort out. What about yourself moving forward? You're still looking to maybe just continue to roll around in Newcastle, or the shoot you might pop up here and there?
Nah, I did 2019, 2020, one of the years, a couple of years ago. Spent some time in the shoot shield, but yeah, the kids and stuff, it's a bit too much commitment, and it is a big commitment, and enjoying the Newcastle comp this year. It's pretty even, a little bit of, I suppose, the higher quality taken out with the Wildfires, but there's a future there for the kids and all that now in the area. And local rugby seems to be thriving around the top couple of teams. The bottom teams are a bit not enough player quality there, but it's enjoyable to comp this year, so yeah.
Good stuff. Well, certainly one of those things moving forward. Everything's been knocked around because of COVID, so you're willing to really bite the bit and be patient and wait until next year. Hopefully we have more people getting the fourth dose as well as the third, and also the big thing that tends to knock us around this time of year is the flu as well. So hopefully people get out there, and in the light of all this COVID stuff, that people get their shots, because people can then go and really enjoy getting out and about. But you're still in the architecture game, and tell us a little bit about the business and what you're up to there.
Yeah, just moved business about 8 weeks ago, new company. So yeah, Dolph's Lascelles in Newcastle, based in Mayfield. So yeah, so far so good, enjoyable. But yeah, just went for a new opportunity. And
you both must be so busy down there, because Newcastle has just expanded, hasn't it? And the Honeysuckle development is the thing, the showpiece that everybody sees. But all these other areas are just getting bigger and bigger. That area between Maitland at the turn-off for the expressway and into Maitland is just drowning in houses that wasn't there 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a lot of work up Maitland Way and high-rise city going in town. So, it is busy. It went a little bit flat during the COVID when everyone didn't really know, but spending seems to be happening a bit more now, which is good for me. It keeps me in a job and pays the bills. And yeah, it's definitely changing Newcastle. Some say for the better, some say for the worse. But, people have got to live somewhere, and it just means more traffic.
Of course, designing a few of your houses there on the beach there at Merrillew doesn't hurt either. So, Jared, good to talk to you, mate. We want to wish you all the best moving forward, and hopefully you'll have a stress-free time for the rest of the year. Get that P for the first grade grand final, which is always a fantastic day in, not only, as I said before, Newcastle rugby, but also New South Wales rugby. And I want to thank you for your time.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Good to chat.